Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the news at 9. The headlines. 3 terrorists killed, 4 army personnel including a major martyred in an encounter at Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pulwama attack shows that time for talks is over and the world will have to join hands in dealing with terrorism and its supporters. India accuses Pakistan of misusing International Court of Justice for propaganda in Kulbhushan Jadhav case. India and Argentina decide to elevate their multifaceted cooperation to strategic partnership, sign 10 MOUs in different areas including defence and agriculture. India and Morocco agree to set up a joint working group on counter-terrorism and 3 Indian women boxers enter into the finals of Stranja Memorial Tournament in Bulgaria. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed and 4 army personnel, including a major, martyred in an encounter in Pulwama district. The operation that began last midnight in Pingalan area ended this evening. A policeman and 1 civilian also lost their lives in the gunfight. A brigadier, a lieutenant colonel, 1 major and a DIG of police are among the 8 security personnel injured. Sources said one of the killed terrorists could be the mastermind of the CRPF car bomb attack, Kamran Ghazi, a Jaish commander. However, official sources said the identification and group affiliation of the terrorists is still being ascertained. Home Minister Rajnath Singh today said security forces are successfully neutralizing terrorists. Commenting on the encounter in Jammu and Kashmir's Pulwama on the sidelines of a function in Delhi, Mr. Singh said the morale of the security forces is very high.
हमारे सेना और सुरक्षा के जवानों का मनोबल इस समय ऊंचा है. वह आतंकवादियों को न्यूट्रलाइज करने में कामयाबी हासिल कर रहे हैं.
Curfew was relaxed in parts of Jammu city for 3 hours today. The curfew was imposed on Friday following anti-Pakistan protests and sporadic incidents of violence over the terror attack in Pulwama district. The authorities urged people to maintain peace and not allow miscreants to create trouble. Meanwhile, the Jammu and Kashmir administration today appointed liaison officers in Delhi, NCR, Meerut, Jaipur, Bhopal, Chandigarh, Aligarh, Bengaluru and Pune to coordinate with the students of Jammu and Kashmir studying in these places. Mobile numbers of the officers have already been shared with the students. The National Federation of the Blind today held a demonstration at the Amar Jawan Jyoti India Gate against the Pulwama terror attack and expressed solidarity with the families of the CRPF martyrs. Under the leadership of the Federation's General Secretary, S.K. Rungta, around 400 visually impaired persons took part in the protest and took a pledge to provide all possible support to the families of the Jawans. Mr. Rungta announced that the Federation will make a contribution of 10,000 rupees each to the martyrs' families. They also took a pledge to be ready for any sacrifice to uphold the integrity and security of the nation. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
नमस्ते, मेरा गांव अब आत्मनिर्भर हो रहा है. पूछो कैसे? जो युवक युवतियां दूसरों के यहां काम करते हुए अपने खुद के कारोबार का ख्वाब देखा करते थे, अब वे प्रशिक्षण हासिल कर अपना सपना पूरा करते हुए दूसरों को रोजगार दे रहे हैं. और ये सब मुमकिन हुआ है भारत सरकार की आरसेटी योजना के कारण, जिसके तहत 586 कौशल प्रशिक्षण केंद्रों में ग्रामीण युवा प्रशिक्षण प्राप्त कर स्वरोजगार की राह पर आगे बढ़ रहे हैं. कौशल पंजी ऐप में अब तक 13,20,000 ग्रामीण युवा अपना पंजीकरण करवा चुके हैं.
आज मेरे देश का नौजवान अपने पैरों पर खड़े होकर के स्वरोजगार पर आगे बढ़ रहा है.
आप भी कौशल पंजी ऐप द्वारा ग्रामीण स्वरोजगार प्रशिक्षण संस्थान में रजिस्टर कर प्रशिक्षण पाएं और अपना कारोबार शुरू करें. ग्रामीण विकास मंत्रालय, भारत सरकार.
जमीन के नीचे पानी का स्तर तेजी से नीचे गिर रहा है. कई गांवों में नल और कुएं सूखे हुए हैं और पानी के लिए उन्हें मीलों दूर जाना पड़ता है. उनकी पानी की समस्या को आप दूर कर सकते हैं अपना डोनेशन देकर. डोनेशन देने के लिए पानी का नल कहीं व्यर्थ खुला देखें तो बंद कर दें.
आपका ये छोटा सा डोनेशन है पर्यावरण में बड़ा योगदान. और यही है आपका ग्रीन गुड डीड। ग्रीन गुड डीड्स मतलब कुछ हरे भरे काम अपनी धरती के नाम। पर्यावरण, वन एवं जलवायु परिवर्तन मंत्रालय द्वारा पर्यावरण हित में जारी।
वेलकम बैक, यू आर लिसनिंग टू द न्यूज एट 9। Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Pulwama terror attack shows that the time for talks is over and now the world has to join hands to deal with terrorism and those who are supporting it. In his press statement after holding delegation-level talks with Argentinian President Mauricio Macri in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said he and Mr. Macri agreed that terrorism is a huge threat to global peace and stability.
मैं और राष्ट्रपति माकरी इस बात पर सहमत है कि आतंकवाद वैश्विक शांति और स्थिरता के लिए बहुत बड़ा गंभीर खतरा है। पुलवामा में हुआ क्रूर आतंकवादी हमला यह दिखाता है कि अब बातों का समय निकल चुका है। अब सारी दुनिया को आतंकवाद और उसके समर्थकों के विरुद्ध एकजुट होकर ठोस कदम उठाने की आवश्यकता है।
Calling Argentina a powerhouse of agriculture, Mr. Modi said, India sees it as a partner for food security. He said India-Argentina trade has increased to $3 billion in the last 10 years.
पिछले 10 वर्षों में हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार दुगुने से भी ज्यादा बढ़कर 3 बिलियन अमेरिकी डॉलर से भी अधिक हो गया है। अपने कॉमर्शियल एंगेजमेंट को बढ़ाने के लिए विशिष्ट तरीकों की पहचान की है। मुझे खुशी है कि राष्ट्रपति माकरी के साथ अर्जेंटीना की अनेक महत्वपूर्ण कंपनियों के प्रतिनिधि भारत आए हुए हैं। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि भारत के बिजनेस लीडर्स के साथ उनकी बातचीत बहुत सार्थक होगी।
In his press statement, Argentinian President Mauricio Macri firmly condemned the Pulwama terror attack.
I firmly condemn every kind of terrorist attack. This goes against what we think should be healthy coexistence. I'm truly pleased to be able to be working together to fight this scourge of mankind.
The Argentinian president said Argentina sees India as its business partner and both sides have great opportunities in non-conventional energies. India and Argentina have decided to elevate their multifaceted cooperation to a strategic partnership with focus on key areas for the prosperity of both nations. This was said in a joint statement issued after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Argentina, Mauricio Macri, in New Delhi today. It said both sides expressed their satisfaction at the mutually beneficial cooperation and partnership. They noted that new spheres of cooperation in areas of mutual interest have been identified and modalities worked out for further strengthening and expanding the bilateral relationship. Both the leaders welcomed the signing of the MOU in defense cooperation and tasked their relevant ministries to work towards its robust implementation. India and Argentina signed 10 MOUs in several areas including defense, civil nuclear, tourism, pharmaceuticals and agriculture. An MOU on cooperation and collaboration between Prasar Bharati and the Federal System of Media and Public Contents of Public Contents of Argentina were also inked. India and Morocco have signed 4 MOUs following the delegation-level talks between External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj and her Moroccan counterpart Nasser Bourita in Rabat today. Briefing media persons after the meeting, Mrs. Swaraj said the MOUs include setting up of joint working group on counter-terrorism, cooperation in housing and human settlement, reciprocal facilitation of procedures for issue of business visa and cooperation in youth matters. She said the joint working group on counter-terrorism will develop a comprehensive approach to combat the menace.
भारत कई दशकों से सीमा पार आतंकवाद का शिकार रहा है, इसलिए आज हमारे मित्र देश मोरक्को के साथ काउंटर टेररिज्म के विषय पर हुआ समझौता हमारे लिए बहुत अहमियत रखता है। इसी तरह व्यावसायिक वीजा को आसान करने वाला समझौता हम दोनों देशों के मध्य व्यापार बढ़ाने की दिशा में एक मील का पत्थर साबित होगा।
India has accused Pakistan of misusing the International Court of Justice for propaganda as the top UN court began a 4-day public hearing in the case of Kulbhushan Jadhav. India, during the first day of the hearing at The Hague today, based its case on 2 broad issues: breach of the Vienna Convention on Consular Access and the process of resolution. Representing India, former Solicitor General Harish Salve said, "It is an unfortunate case where the life of an innocent Indian is at risk."
The Pakistan story has always been strong on rhetoric and blurry on facts. The trial by the military court in Pakistan in the facts and circumstances hopelessly fails to satisfy even minimum standards of due process. Being violative of Article 36 of the Vienna Convention, Jadhav's continued custody without consular access should be declared unlawful. And considering the trauma to which he has been subjected for over 3 years, it would be in the interest of justice, of making human rights a reality, to direct his release.
Jadhav, a retired Indian Navy officer, was sentenced to death by a Pakistani military court on charges of espionage. You're listening to the News at 9 on All India Radio.
पापा, हमारा पक्का घर बन जाने पर नया सामान लोगे ना?
क्या क्या चाहिए हमारी बेटी अरानी को?
हॉल में रखने के लिए टेलीविजन।
अच्छा, और
मम्मी के लिए किचन का सामान और 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 पापा घर के अंदर एक टॉयलेट। हमको टॉयलेट के लिए बाहर ना जाना पड़े।
जरूर बेटी। अच्छा और बताओ, रानी बेटी को पहले क्या क्या चाहिए?
मेरे लिए एक स्टडी टेबल, चेयर और किताबें रखने के लिए एक अलमारी।
हाँ, हमारी बेटी पढ़ लिख कर बड़ी अफसर बनेगी।
क्यों रानी को झूठे सपने दिखा रहे हो?
अरे ये सच है, ये देखो हमारा लेटर। प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना शहरी स्कीम के अंतर्गत अब हमारे पक्के घर का अधूरा सपना होगा पूरा।
सच?
जी हाँ, अब सबके सपने हो रहे हैं पूरे। प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना शहरी स्कीम के अंतर्गत मिलने वाले घरों से लाखों लोगों ने अपने घर का सपना किया है पूरा। अधिक जानकारी के लिए अपने स्थानीय शहरी निकाय से संपर्क करें।
हाउसिंग फॉर ऑल, सबके लिए घर, ये हमारा सपना भी है और संकल्प भी है।
The BJP and the Shiv Sena today announced their seat-sharing pact for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in Maharashtra. Addressing a joint press conference with Shiv Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray and BJP President Amit Shah in Mumbai this evening, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis announced that BJP will contest 25 seats, while Shiv Sena will fight 23 seats in the upcoming general elections. Maharashtra is the second biggest state with 48 constituencies after Uttar Pradesh, which has 80 seats. And now, news from the business world.
The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange declined 311 points to end at 35,498. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange also fell 83 points to settle at 10,641. The rupee today weakened 13 paise to 71 rupees and 36 paise against the US dollar. And in global crude market, Brent prices were trading above $66 per barrel in intraday trade. V. Ravi Kumar with Sanjeev Kumar Singh for AIR News.
In boxing, former junior world champion Nikhat Zareen was among the three Indian women boxers to enter the finals of the 70th Stranger Memorial Tournament in Sofia, Bulgaria today. Zareen in the 51kg category, Manju Rani in 48kg and Meena Kumari Devi in 54kg category entered the finals. In the men's draw, Asian Games gold medalist Amit Pangal is the lone Indian challenger left after advancing to the semi-finals yesterday. India had won 11 medals at the 2018 edition. The News Services Division of All India Radio, in its weekly bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak, will bring you a discussion tonight on swine flu, awareness and cure. It can be heard on the FM Gold channel and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. Listeners can ask questions to the experts in our studio on toll-free telephone number 1-800-11-5767 and post queries on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts by hashtag AskAIR. This program is also available on Doordarshan DTH. And now, before we end the bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Three terrorists killed, four army personnel, including a major, martyred in an encounter at Pulwama in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pulwama attack shows that the time for talks is over and the world will have to join hands in dealing with terrorism and its supporters. India accuses Pakistan of misusing International Court of Justice for propaganda in Kulbhushan Jadhav case. India and Argentina decide to elevate their multifaceted cooperation to a strategic partnership, sign 10 MOUs in different areas including defence and agriculture. India and Morocco agree to set up a joint working group on counter-terrorism. And three Indian women boxers enter into the finals of Stranger Memorial Tournament in Bulgaria. And that is all in the News at 9. Good night.